Hello and welcome to Holt Studies. I'm your host, Kaysen Ryberg, and with me today is Ms. Hollander, a science teacher at Holt High School. Ms. Hollander, I heard that after becoming a teacher, you've continued studying some parts of science. Would you mind talking with me about some of those today?
Yeah, sure, of course. So after I became a teacher, I actually got the job here at Holt High School, and they asked if I would like to teach Earth and space science. And I, in no way, shape, or form, knew a lot about Earth and space science. And I, of course, said yes because I wanted a job. So I took to that summer before I started working, I took to studying and I studied and learned everything about Earth and space science that I possibly could so I could take the test to be certified to teach Earth and space science.
What would you say your favorite thing that you learned about space was?
Oh gosh, that's a hard one because I mean, ever since I was a little girl, I'd sit in my room and play school and like teach my stuffed animals about the planets. I printed off everything off of Wikipedia about the planets. So actually being able to sit down and take the time and actually learn about the planets and learn about my favorite planet, Jupiter, and just kind of realize that outside of our solar system, there's so much that is undiscovered was probably my favorite part.
What's your favorite thing to teach kids in that class about?
In Earth and space, I would have to say I have two favorite things. Obviously space, because there's just so much you can bounce off of it. I think last year we talked about aliens. We talked about the possibility of life on other planets, and we get to watch, you know, science fiction movies that relate to what we're talking about. And it's just, there's a lot of diverse content we can talk about. And I also like to teach kids about rocks because rocks are, despite what everybody thinks, they're pretty cool.
They are pretty cool. What would you say you think your students' favorite part to learn about is?
Definitely space. A lot of kids take Earth and space and they don't realize that the whole 3/4 of the class is about Earth, and they come in thinking it's going to be all about space. But I make sure that we spend a lot of time on space so they get that. And, you know, that's always the coolest part. If you had the chance to learn about Earth or space, most people would pick space.
So you talked about Saturn being your favorite planet.
Jupiter.
Yep. Why is that your favorite planet?
This is going to sound really lame, but it's the biggest planet in the solar system, which is why it's kind of my favorite. I think it's amazing that there can be a planet out there that's bigger than Earth, and it's kind of hard to conceptualize that. I also like the fact that it's a gaseous planet, but it doesn't look from the outside as if it's a gaseous planet. And it's had a storm on it called the Great Red Spot since it's been created, and it doesn't stop. So I think that's pretty cool.
Do you have any other parts of science that you really like to learn about?
I love biology. I mean, my degree is in biology. I think genetics and DNA and how a very small percentage of our DNA is the difference between me being me and you being you. I think that is fascinating, and how we're starting to use DNA to, you know, modify genetic sequences to try to cure cancer and other diseases. I think it's fantastic.
If there was any one thing about space that you would want everyone in the world to know, what would you want them to know?
That there's more out there than what you think. Space goes beyond our solar system, beyond our galaxy. There is so much more out there. And if you're really interested in space, to take some time and sit down and just learn about it.
Cool. Thank you for talking with me today. And thank you for listening and joining me today. If you have any questions or teachers you would want to suggest for me to interview, there will be a transcript linked to this audio post, and you can comment on there, or there will be a Google form for you to fill out. Thank you and have a good day.